Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn the very first two Mishnayos, Masechta Sukkah, and just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be zecher to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnayos together. And today's Mishnayos are being learned b'schus of Shlomi Zalman v'zgas of Marasiyat v'chayitz chalotzeim. They should be given with a sachat zlochan siat dishmaya good health parnasa b'shefan cult of zela and b'schus Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find Razivik Hagon b'karav mamish. Now this Masechta is divided into three distinct parts. Program Aleph and Beis for the most part discuss the Sukkah itself, its size, the walls, the schach, who's chayv in Sukkah, and other details. Perek Gimel discusses the Dalad Minim, Lulav Esra, Kadasim, and Aravais, and the last two Perakim deal mostly with unique things related to the Yontav of Sukkahs, like the Hakafas that Kehanim made around the Mizbech with Aravais every day, Nisuch HaMayim, which was preceded by the famous Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, and more. Now let's focus on the first two Perakim for now, and there are a number of terms that we should be familiar with. Firstly, halachic measurements, the two main ones being Tefach and Amah. We most definitely not get involved in what the actual size of the Tefach and Amah are, and as an aside, a great resource for this is the Sefer Hidur HaMidos. So suffice it to say that a Tefach is the size of an average fist, and an Amah is 6 Tefachim. Now we're also going to be encountering the terms Lavud and Gud, so let's understand these as well. Lavud is a halachic concept which closes gaps of 3 Tefachim. For example, if we have two posts within 3 Tefachim of each other, Lavud tells us that the space in between them is halachically viewed as closed, even though if you want, you could stick your hand through it. Now the word Gud means to extend. We have this paired with good aches, extend downwards, and good asik, extend upwards. And that tells us that we can extend a mechitza, a halachic partition, either upwards or downwards if certain criteria are met. And now in this first Mishnah, we're going to be learning about the most basic things that make a sukkah kosher or a puzzle, which will thereby define key characteristics of what a sukkah is. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, sukkah shigavay lamalam esrim ama psula. A sukkah that's taller than 20 amas is puzzle, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says is kosher. Now what's their machlokes? So according to Tana Kama, a sukkah needs to be a dira. It needs to be a temporary dwelling. We leave our main dwelling, our house, and we live in a sukkah, so it has to be temporary. And if it's above 20 amis, so that's not temporary. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that no, a sukkah needs to be a diras keva, and therefore it's allowed to be above 20 amis. And what I'm passing like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah continues, v'she'ena gavaya asar tefachim, if it's not 10 tefachim tall, that's also going to be a problem. And why not? Because that's considered a diras srucha. That's something that one cannot live in. That's not even considered a temporary dwelling. You can't live in something so small. So that wouldn't be kosher. Furthermore, v'she'en l'shalash tefanois, if it doesn't have three walls, that would also be a problem. And later on, we're going to be learning about how these three walls are set up. And lastly, v'shchamasim ruba metzilasa, if there's more sun than shade in the sukkah, psula, it's puzzle. Now, the reason why this type of sukkah would be puzzle is because the word sukkah actually gets its name because of what's on top of the sukkah, namely the schach. As the Gemara says, sukkah al shem schach. It's called sukkah because of the schach on top of it. And the schach has to provide enough protection from the sun. So there has to be more shade than sun. If there's more sun than shade, it's puzzle. The Mishnah continues, sukkah yeshana, an old sukkah, which we're going to define in a minute what that is. Beishamai paislin, beishamai says it's puzzle, beisel machshirin, beisel says it's kosher. So now we clarify, ve'ezuhi sukkah yeshana, what is a sukkah yeshana? Kol sha'asah kaidim l'chag shalai shem yayim, if it was made more than 30 days before yontif, that's considered an old sukkah. And the reason why it might be puzzle is because it's not necessarily made l'shem sukkahs. Aval and masal l'shem chag. However, if it was made with intention for it to be for sukkahs, meaning the schach was put on it with intention that this is schach for my sukkah, afil mitchilas hashana kshera. Even if it was made at the beginning of the year, it's kosher, because he had intention that it's going to be his sukkah. And moving on to Mishnah Beis, we're going to be talking about the schach for a bit. Ha'isa sukkah ha'itachas ha'ilon, if a person makes his sukkah underneath a tree, ki'ilu asa b'soy chabayis, it's like he made his sukkah inside his house. Now, why is that? So as we're going to be seeing later, schach, which is mechober l'karka, which is connected to the ground, is pasul. Schach has to be detached from the ground. And even though maybe he has kosher schach on top of his sukkah, but since he put his sukkah underneath a tree, and the tree is connected to the ground, so that means that what's providing him with shade is the tree, which is schach pasul, and that's just like making a sukkah inside his house, which everyone knows obviously is going to be pasul. Another scenario, the Mishnah says, sukkah gabe sukkah, let's say he makes one sukkah right on top of another one. Ho'el yoyna ksheira v'tachtoyna psula. The upper one is kosher, and the bottom one is pasul. Well, because it's like a sukkah that's inside a house. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im ein diyurin bel yoyna." If people can't live in the upper one, let's say the floor of the upper one, which is the roof of the lower one, is too weak to be able to hold anything, so atachtanik shera, the lower one is kosher. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.